And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Man, you walk out the door, it's like summer out there.
Oh, it's so nice, isn't it?
It's like humid and warm. It's going to be 63 or something today.
Wind's blowing today, and then we have a chance later for some more cold stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is the Midwest after all.
It's still the middle of February.
True.
That's all right.
Yeah.
How you doing? Good weekend?
I did. I'm a little jealous because I was just going through Facebook, and a bunch of my friends went to Planet Comic-Con, and I'm currently going through all the pictures of, oh, she got to hang out with Jason Momoa. Look at that.
And I know,
oh,
right?
My friend Heather got to meet John Cusack. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
That's a fun weekend for you.
Stormtroopers and cosplayers and Momoa.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Let's just say I was not hanging out with Jason Momoa all weekend, and we'll call that good. But we are going to get into that in the next hour. Who did you get to meet at Planet Comic Con? So feel free to call with those stories.
Awesome. All right. We'll get right into the big stories of the day with 10 items or less, though, for Monday.
Today is President's Day, when America honors its commanders in chief. City, county, state, and federal offices are closed. U.S. post offices are closed. All the schools, I mean, at least as far as I know, most of the schools are closed. And most of the banks will be closed as well. U.S. still well off its medal pace from the 2014 Winter Games. American athletes won 28 medals at the Sochi Games, but have claimed just 10 medals so far in Pyeongchang. That's only good for a four-way tie for sixth place. Norway leads with 26 medals, followed by Germany with 18, and Canada with 16. I continue to watch everything all day.
I do, yeah. You know, I saw the Lindsey Vonn and everything like that, so just want to try to get out there and pick them up. Come on, let's go.
Did you see the bobsledders that turned and
yes.
went on the side?
Yes.
That was so cool. They were from Germany. It's fine. Everybody was safe and happy.
I knew you'd be watching that part, yeah. She watches for the wrecks. It's
the
like
crashes.
NASCAR.
I do. Royals will hold their first full squad workout today in surprise, but they'll be doing it without Eric Hosmer. The four-time Gold Glove first baseman agreed to an eight-year, $144 million contract with the Padres. Manager Ned Yost says with Hosmer gone, the options to play first base are starting second baseman Whit Merrifield. 2013 first-round pick Hunter Dozier. We had him on the show once, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Super nice guy.
We did, yeah, when he was first drafted. Yeah.
Yeah, Chesler Cuthbert, also an option in there as well.
That's the big story from the weekend. A lot of people saying goodbye, Eric Hosmer.
Yep.
Crying tears of one of the last vestiges of our big World Series team.
Black Panther already setting records at the box office. The first Marvel film directed by an African American brought in an estimated $192 million during its three-day North American debut. It was directed by Ryan Coogler. It features a virtually all-black cast. It's the fifth largest opening of all time and a record opening for February. Placing a distant second was Peter Rabbit with just $22.5 million. And then 50 Shades Freed, Jumanji, and the 1517 to Paris.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Smashing Pumpkins, tickets up for grabs. The question this morning, 4% of married couples say their first date took place here. Where are we talking about? And no text line, it is not Waffle House. You said that's where my wife and I had our first date.
Well, they were offering a great Valentine special as well.
That's right, they did. Nice little romantic dinner for two.
Everybody took advantage of that. It was not jail, we found out, too.
Nope.
Let's start with Brian. Brian's in Independence. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. All right, what do you think first date for a married couple?
Well, I think the most romantic place I could think of would be the bowling alley.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Yes, I thought this was going to take a while to get.
Wow, really?
It is bowling alley.
Huh?
That's not where I met my wife, I must admit. But I used to bowl all the time, so I thought that was like the biggest nerd place I could think of. So.
Do you feel like you saw people there on a date a lot?
No, almost never.
Yeah.
Actually, I used to bowl. I don't know if you ever bowled on the league. You bowl like every Sunday, no matter, you know, hell or high water.
Right.
You know, if it was Christmas or Easter, you still had to bowl. So.
Oh, yeah.
People who are into it are hardcore into it.
I bowled on a league for 20 years. I know what you mean.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, wow, you got it right off the bat. Smashing Pumpkins tickets for you. You'll be at the show at Sprint Center August 16th.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. Hold on for 1 second there, my friend. Oh, yeah, the bowling. Man, see, take it seriously.
Back to the guy on the text line. He said 17 years later, we haven't been back to Waffle House. But it it worked. The first date worked. Who doesn't love waffles?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Dumb and Dumber and Pleasantville, actor Jeff Daniels is 63. Actress Hayley Duff is 33 and 11. From Stranger Things, actress Millie Bobby Brown is 14.
Wow.
14.
And who is she rumored to be seeing? One of those YouTube stars, I think.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, but she's such a good actress, and she was doing that when she was 12 and 13 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that show.
What was I doing when I was 12 years old?
Throwing spit wads at little Janie behind you in class.
I was the spit wad thrower. I was a good kid.
You were gleeking. Come on. All day. Fergie getting criticized for her national anthem at last night's NBA All-Star game.
Oh, wow.
People took to Twitter dishing out harsh criticisms about this.
By the dawn's early light.
Wow, what is that? Oh, my gosh.
What's so proudly wave at the twilight's last gleam.
If you can picture Jessica Rabbit in your head, she was literally doing like the hand movements like sexy, slinky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm picturing, you know, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Exactly.
But what is that part? That's the part that gets me every time.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
What? Why did we need it this way?
I don't
know
the answer to that. It actually gets worse if you can.
Oh, but does it? Oh, okay.
Does that star spangled banner yet wave?
Oh.
You can hear the laughter start in.
Oh, there we go.
The camera then pans to all the celebrities. Like Jimmy Kimmel is there and all these basketball players. And some are openly laughing. Some are trying to hold it in, but then can't help but smile. Joey, who were you talking about that you saw?
Joel Embiid, he plays for the Sixers. He used to play for KU. He's essentially doing like a combination between an eye roll and a Jim from The Office look at the camera. He accurately portrayed me watching that.
But what did the NBA halftime show of Charles Barkley and Shaq have to say about this?
And Charles Barkley, what?
Can we talk about Fergie's national anthem? Oh, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that to my Fergie. Leave it alone. Fergie, I love you. It was different. It was sexy. I like
it. Right. It was different.
Leave it alone.
I needed a cigarette after that.
Leave it alone.
Oh, boy.
It was different. It was sexy. That is how you
different.
Want your national anthem described, right?
Yeah, it was different.
Another American Olympic loser, Chris Masder, says he already has a girlfriend, but that the Olympic Village is set up for romantic encounters between athletes.
The Olympic Village is vertical, so it's actually very easy to get everywhere. So
horizontal. You see what I'm doing there?
I do know that, yeah, some people, you know, they have, like, definitely met on Tinder and things like that. Things start picking up by the end when most of people have finished competing. So a lot of this happens later on, but yeah, it's very easy to get from one building to the next. And actually you can go through the basement. You don't even have to go outside. Mm-hmm. So if it's really cold and you don't feel like walking outside, go through the basement.
Why is that whole thing a euphemism?
So Norway continues to lead all nations at the Winter Olympics with 26 medals. Team USA is tied for sixth with 10 medals, including 5 golds.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Norway well ahead of the competition in the medal race in Pyeongchang. Norwegians have won 26 total medals, including 11 in cross-country skiing. Germany is second with 18 medals, followed by Canada with 16. Norway and Germany have the most gold medals with 9 each. The U.S. is in a 4-way tie for 6th with 10 medals. Is it weird that I just watch for the crashes and the falls? The dudes on the bobsled that went sideways in the bobsled going, what, like 80 miles per hour? That was awesome.
I prefer to watch for the athletic ability and the winning, but if you want to watch for the crashes, I mean, to each his own.
The snowboarders that fall at the end, that's the best. They go sliding down the hill. Nobody's gotten seriously hurt. The dude, even the guy that broke his neck, got up and finished the race.
Oh, well, even him. That's great.
What I'm in it for.
Yeah.
More couples are getting married in the fall. According to Wedding Wire, fall is now the popular season to get married, with September and October being the most popular months. 1 in 3 weddings now take place in the fall. 10 years ago, June, July, and May, in that order, were the most popular months to get married. Mm-hmm. Now it's October, September, and June. Experts say that's because couples are catching on to the cheaper prices and cooler temperatures that fall has to offer. You're a wedding DJ. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that trend move from...
You know, we're pretty steady here. I'd say, you know, you're May, June, those are kind of the big ones. But yeah, the fall, I mean, there was a time we'll work from September through early December straight through.
Nice.
By the way, if you're looking for a wedding DJ, call 816-576-7102.
Brian Trude Entertainment.
There we go.
Number 13, Kansas, will host Oklahoma tonight in a Big 12 showdown.
Yeah.
Tip off at 8 at Allen Fieldhouse. Jayhawks coming off that 77-69 home win over West Virginia on Saturday. And Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream will soon be offering a slimmed-down version of its famous sweet treats. Mooforia, a low-calorie ice cream line, launches this month. You can choose from caramel cookie fix, chocolate milk, and cookies and PB dough. Each flavor has 140 to 160 calories per serving. The move comes as Ben & Jerry's tries to compete with Halo Top's 400-calorie pints.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
It was a Planet Comic-Con sort of weekend here in KC. A lot of big names were in town.
Everybody from Alice Cooper to John Cusack, and most importantly, I think we can all agree, Jason Momoa.
Did I realize that Alice Cooper was going to be in the live-action Jesus Christ Superstar?
We did talk about that on the show, yeah,
a while back. Well, I remember until I saw the promo over the weekend, and I thought, Alice Cooper, of course.
From the text line, I've been going to Comic-Con for the last 4 years, and this was probably my favorite. We took my niece on Saturday for her first visit, and she fainted nearly when she met Jason Momoa.
Well, I'm sure she did, yes. Jen would have done the same thing, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why I was kept away. I think that restraining order helped.
Well, we've asked you at 816-576-7102, text or call. Who did you get to meet over the weekend that was cool? And we've got some people, Jen, they're waiting to tell their stories, all right? So go with KCK. Here is Katie. Good morning, Katie. Who did you get to see over the weekend?
Yes, I was the one that texted that I was going to meet Mark Shepard, and you guys were like, you should totally call on Monday.
Yes. Now, he was in what, like Supernatural, Firefly?
Yeah, he's been in everything. If you watch a bunch of geek shows, you've seen him somewhere.
And so you were a big fan getting to meet him?
I was. I went to see him because I am a big fan of Supernatural, and this was one of the first ones that I got to meet. It was really cool, and he was really, really super nice. He's got really good service with his fans.
And so what did you say to him? Because that's where I get awkward, is I'm like, okay, I only have one line to say to this famous person. What's that one line going to be?
I was really shy, and he told me I didn't need to be, and I told him that it was just really neat to meet him and that I had my boyfriend with me. I said, he hasn't met your character yet because we're not on the season your character shows up. But I did tell him that I was on Instagram, and I saw that he posted he was at Anton's, and my boyfriend heard me screaming clear across the apartment, he's in Kansas City!
Oh, that's great. And did you get a picture with him, autograph, all the good stuff?
I got both. I got a picture and an autograph.
Ah, perfect.
Great. Fantastic. Well, glad your weekend went as well as you hoped it to.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. I'm hoping to go back to Planet Comic-Con again next year because it's always a good time.
All right, Katie. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Independence, here's Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. You went to Planet Comic-Con as well, and who did you get to meet?
I got to meet Ryan Hurst, who played Opie on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how was that?
He was so sweet.
And I saw a friend of mine got to meet him and had huge, he like had the biggest smile in his pictures.
Yes, he has the most gorgeous smile in person. It's ridiculous. He was adorable. He was so sweet. And he smelled amazing.
Oh, I love that detail. Like smelled, how did he smell? Was it of cologne, of bacon? What was it?
It was a combination of cologne and I'm sure really good body wash or something. Really good.
I love that.
So we're asking everybody how your experience went, your interaction with him. Were you nervous? Did you have a lot to talk about? Did you fangirl over his body wash? I mean, what did you say to him?
I fangirled. I was nervous. My best friend was with me and she was fangirling. It was great. All I could say was, I cried so hard when you died. I rambled like no one's business, but it was the best. I had so much fun.
All right, Jennifer, glad you did. Thank you so much for the call this morning. You wanted to know what it would like to be to meet John Cusack, wouldn't you?
Yes. I wanted to go. I wanted to meet him. I did not have $80 to pay to meet him.
Well, we have somebody on the phone who did get to meet him. It's our friend Heather. Hello, Heather.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. You can take a moment to rub it in because I saw your pictures on Facebook as well.
Yeah, it was awesome. I've been in love with John Cusack, basically Lloyd Dobler, since I was 13 years old. So it was just a goal of mine that I had to go to Planet Comic-Con and meet him. I've never been to a con in my life, but when I heard John Cusack was going to be there, I had to go.
And he was wearing a black jacket, black sunglasses, black hat. Like, he was pretty well covered.
He was completely covered, and I made the mistake of going first thing Saturday morning. John is known for not really getting up until mid-afternoon, so I think asking him to get up and be somewhere at 10 o'clock and be festive was a little much. So he was wearing his sunglasses, of course, for my picture, but he was very nice. He talked to everybody, and, you know, I tried to go a different route. You know, I didn't fangirl over his movies as much as, you know, just talked about, you know, his Twitter page and stuff like that. So, yeah, he was actually really nice guy. Everybody I know that met him said the same thing.
Now, did he look old? I felt like in the pictures he looked a little old.
He looked a little rough, to be honest.
Yeah.
He looked a little rough, but and I'm sure that's why he was covered up a little bit. And not to spread rumors by any stretch of the imagination, but he might be losing his hair. I'm not 100% sure. He had a lot of it growing in the back, but had the hat pulled down a little tight. So
no, you know what? He looks exactly like he did in Better Off Dead, and I'm keeping that in my head. That is what I am sticking with.
I wasn't disappointed. We'll put it that way. He was very nice. I got my picture, but later on he did take off the sunglasses so you could actually see his eyes. And that's the Lloyd Dobler I remember.
That's right. Oh, that's great. I'm glad you got to meet him, and I'm still a little jealous. And let's have coffee and discuss that sometime soon, Heather.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Heather. Appreciate it.
See ya.
I hope somebody does not say that about you at a radio convention someday. Oh, she looked a little rough.
She got a little chunky. Oh, yeah, people say that.
Anybody ask her to get up early in the morning?
She's much fatter in pictures.
I tell you what, we got to take a break, but later on in the show, our friend Laura is on the line, and she has Jason Momoa next to her name on the screen. We will talk to Laura coming up.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Talking about people that met some of the big stars over the weekend.
816-576-7102. You can call or text with who you got to meet at Comic-Con over the weekend.
So I think we have somebody on the line who is the end-all be-all for at least anybody around here was talking about.
Well, it was like $200 for the photo op with Jason Momoa.
Yes, and our friend Laura got to meet him. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So how was your Comic-Con weekend?
It was a whirlwind, but it was really fun.
It looked like it, yes. And I did see that you got a chance encounter with Jason Momoa.
Yes, I met Jason and Alan Tudyk and Mark Shepard.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got my eyes on a few others, but I could only meet so many.
Okay, let's start with Momoa. So
okay.
You get to walk
Momoa,
up.
Yeah, so if you, I don't know if you've ever done a photo op at a convention, but you have probably literally 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So we, I spewed out a whole bunch of things in 1 minute.
Spewing out? Like in that moment, what are you spewing?
So we brought him a balloon hat, so I can share the picture. We all wore balloon hats in the photo. And it's because if you've ever followed Jason Momoa on Instagram, he is a mad lover of hats, and he wears super weird hats all the time.
Okay.
Which I don't know why he would want to block his gorgeous face, but that's a whole other story. So we were like, okay, let's be weird. And we brought him a balloon hat, and he kind of just looked at us like we were weird, which I expected. But basically, I said, we know you love hats, so we brought you a hat if you want to wear a hat with us, and we're already wearing balloon hats. And he put it on, and then we took a picture. And then I touched his arm because I had this insane thought, I need to touch him.
Well, yes, it's Jason Momoa. Of course you touch him.
So, like, he was putting his arm around other people, but he didn't put his arm around us. So I was like, hey, thanks for coming in. I, like, reach out and grab his, like, super muscular arm and then, like, walk away. And afterwards, I was like, I should have asked first.
Well, you know.
But it's fine. And I didn't have a chance to smell him because all I was thinking about was say real words. And I was so focused on forming complete sentences and not just like spewing gibberish that I have no idea what he smelled like.
Yeah.
I was just aware of his presence.
Oh, and that's all you really need. And you've got the pictures to remember it.
Yep.
And we may or may not have a lock of his hair off of that balloon. P.S. Yes, I can. I mean, I also had the balloon hat on before, so I guess I can not confirm nor deny that it was Jason Momoa's hair. But we're going with it was.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we can get that thing DNA tested. I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Laura. There you go. The Jason Momoa story.
By the way, during that, I pulled up his Instagram. Yes, mm-hmm. We should all be following him. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to be jealous over here.
Oh, look, mm-hmm. He can play the guitar without a shirt on.
You know, with a little bit of work, I could look like that, too. That's the great thing about it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee and I were just discussing the Norwegian men's curling pants. Have you seen the Norway guys? The curling team?
They're amazing. They're basically the John Daly of curling.
So on Valentine's Day, they wore these heart pants. You see those on the far right?
Oh, that's awesome.
And then
they're obnoxious.
Yes, yeah, super obnoxious, like paisley and fireworks.
But I feel like it works with the sport of curling.
It kind of does.
I mean, they're so serious. They're trying to go so straight with that rock thing.
Which, by the way, we totally did it in my kitchen with a Swiffer.
Of course you did.
Got that out, and then we took this little slidey thing, and I made the kids practice curling in the kitchen.
How'd that go?
The kitchen floor's never been cleaner.
I bet.
It was fantastic.
Well, then you put mops on the bottom of their feet and have them skate around like figure skating.
That's right.
You can do the whole downstairs in no time.
Olympic cleaning challenge is what we call it in my house.
Go. Sure.
Much better than the Tide
Pods. To do the ski jump off the stairs and break a neck.
That's probably coming next. Mommy does like the crashes. Yeah. That's fact.
I'm going to do a pillow luge down the staircase. It'll be amazing.
Sounds like fun.
Let's get the big stories of the day, though, for the 19th of Feb.
It is President's Day. America honors its commanders-in-chief. City, county, state, and federal offices are closed. U.S. post offices are closed. Pretty much, as far as I know, all the schools are closed today as well. Most libraries as well. Royals are going to hold their first full squad workout today in surprise, but they'll be doing it without Eric Hosmer. The four-time Gold Glove first baseman agreed to an 8-year, $144 million contract with the Padres. Not a surprise, but a lot of people talking about it over the weekend.
Yeah, I think a lot of people sad about that. Kind of shuts the nail on the 2015 World Series coffin there.
But we knew it was going to happen.
I know, but Kane's gone. Hosmer's gone.
Yeah.
You know what I realized? Opening day is next month.
Yeah.
March 29th.
Oh, is that right?
Like, it's early.
Feels like that's coming up quick.
That means warm weather's right ahead.
Sure it is. Uh-huh. And Black Panther, already setting records at the box office. The first Marvel film directed by an African-American brought in an estimated $192 million during its three-day North American debut. Directed by Ryan Coogler, the show features a virtually all-black cast. It's the fifth largest opening of all time and a record opening for February. Placing a distant second was Peter Rabbit, only $22.5 million, followed by 50 Shades Freed, Jumanji, and the 1517 to Paris.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
In honor of President's Day, we're going to do a presidential version of Think in Sync. We'll see if you guys can match up presidential answers this morning.
Oh, boy.
The amount that you can match up will correlate to a caller who's on hold waiting to see if they win these Sea Life tickets, okay?
All right. Good. If we get zero, John's the winner. One, Alex. Two, Kristen. And three, Mary.
All righty. Shaylee and Joey, we'll start with you. Name a president from the past 50 years. In 3, 2, 1.
Obama.
Oh, look at you with the match.
Wow.
Both win Obama. Mm. All righty.
Okay.
Joey and Brian.
Yep.
Name a first lady. In 3, 2, 1.
Michelle Obama.
No, this is okay. You didn't have confidence.
Let's see where this is going.
Yeah, right.
Question number three should be easy. Name a child of a president. Shaylee and Brian in 3, 2, 1.
Sasha.
Chelsea Clinton.
Oh! Dang it.
Dang it.
Shaylee goes Chelsea.
You get a whole theme with the Obamas. What the heck?
He has two kids. What one was I going to say?
Malia or Sasha?
Either Shaylee would have been wrong.
All right. And one more for Shaylee and Joey. Name a president on Mount Rushmore in 3, 2, 1.
Washington.
Dang it. Oh, you were both correct, but not matching in your answer.
Why are you laughing at us, Brian?
No reason.
Did you think we were going to be wrong?
I was worried, to be honest. All right, so you got two correct.
Yeah.
Which means line three is the winner of the Sea Life tickets.
All right, that's Kristen, who's in Belton this morning. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Kristen, because we got two right, you win passes to Sea Life to check out the new Race to the Ocean exhibit.
Oh, that is so awesome. My kids are going to be so excited.
It is going to be cool.
I can't wait. I think we're going to check it out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Hey, well, maybe we'll see each other.
Perfect. Excellent.
Right?
Hold on for 1 second, and we'll get you all hooked up, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, I had full confidence in your abilities to know who's on Mount Rushmore.
No, you didn't.
Did you really think we were going to say Bill Pullman?
Obama. That's what he thought we were going to say.
Just stick with the theme. It seems to work.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Joey just did a live breaking news story with us that in our Celebrity Big Brother draft, Shaylee is officially the first person on the show voted out of the show because you had who?
Shannon Elizabeth.
And she was evicted Friday night.
Yep, finally caught up on all the Celebrity Big Brother last night. We watched. It was 2 hours on Friday. I mean, they seriously are like, you know what? It's Olympics. We're going to lose everything. So just we'll put Big Brother on for 20 hours a week.
That's right.
No kidding.
Just show the house nonstop.
Can't keep up with this show.
So she's out, but Mark McGrath, who you have, is still in.
Yes.
Meta World Peace, still hanging in the house. Joey's guy.
Somehow.
And Ross Matthews, whom I had, still hanging in the Celebrity Big Brother house as well.
But on the block right now.
Okay.
So
could be going home.
Yep.
We'll see how that turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, celebrating birthdays today from Dumb and Dumber and Pleasantville, actor Jeff Daniels is 63, actress Hayley Duff is 33, and 11 from Stranger Things, actress Millie Bobby Brown is all of 14 years old today. So it was a very unique version of the national anthem sung by Fergie, getting some pretty harsh critiques this morning.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Shaylee's face says it all right now.
What's so
she looks like somebody farted.
My ears hurt.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
Some called it Jessica Rabbit. Some said it was very happy birthday, Mr. President.
You know, they practice this endless amount of times. I mean, they rehearse for these things. Somebody thought, you know what, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's going to work.
You know what no one's ever done, Fergie? Taking it sexy.
Well, this is new territory, right? Groundbreaking, I guess, if you want to say that.
It actually gets worse.
You know, the first time she said that, I laughed too. But just wait.
No, I know.
Here it comes.
I watched it live.
somebody's cat just clawed their curtains.
And they start laughing.
For the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
I believe that's the point where Colin Kaepernick actually stood up and knocked the mic out of her hand.
Yeah, yes.
And you know, she thought she did really well.
She did. No, you could see it in her face. Yeah. Like, she was super proud, and she thought people were, like, cheering and clapping because it was amazing. She didn't realize they were laughing.
And they were clapping because it was over.
Oh, it was not good.
Down on my knees, too. That's... praying for it to end.
Please.
I like this, though.
Let's play some basketball!
Yep.
Yeah. So... you might want to peruse Twitter and just put in Fergie and give yourself a good laugh as those roll through. Meanwhile, Olympic loser Chris Master says he already has a girlfriend, but the Olympic Village is set up for romantic encounters between athletes.
Darn right.
The Olympic Village is vertical, so it's actually very easy to get everywhere. So, I do know that, yeah, some people, you know, they have, like, definitely met on Tinder and things like that. Things start picking up by the end when most of people have finished competing. So a lot of this happens later on, but yeah, it's very easy to get from one building to the next. And actually you can go through the basement. You don't even have to go outside. So if it's really cold and you don't feel like walking outside, go through the basement.
Seems to know an awful lot for a guy that claims he has a girlfriend.
Doesn't go well for his girlfriend, I was gonna say.
Look, I have a girlfriend, but if you want the secret passage, go to the left, take two rights. You'll be up there, and that's Norway.
There's a password. Knock twice.
I mean, the third stairwell, that's the girl's skiing dorm. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, if I didn't have a girlfriend, I would, you know. I just downloaded Tinder to see what it was like. I don't know. I mean, you know.
I thought it was like Uber Eats.
It's how I meet lunch pals. We meet in the cafeteria. I don't know what you're talking about.
And if you say double luge, then watch out. Meanwhile, Norway continues to lead all nations at the Winter Olympics with 26 medals. Team USA tied for sixth with 10.
The Show with Jen and Trudeau
on KC 102.1.